And finally, in our top five, Egypt's ousted President Mohamed Morsi is set to stand trial again. Cairo's appeal court has set January 28th as the date for the new trial. Morsi is accused of murder during the time that he was freed from a Cairo prison. It goes back to the start of the popular uprising against former dictator Hosni Mubarak back in 2011. About 130 other people will also face trial along with Morsi. For a quick update on that, we're going to be joined by our correspondent right now, Mohamed Chalabi, from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Mohamed Chalabi, tell us the latest about this trial that Mohamed Morsi is set to stand again.
Yes, Kaveh, the Cairo Appeals Court has set January the 28th as the date for the start of the newest trial of the army deposed president in the case concerning the January 2011 Wadi al-Natroun jail outbreak. The date set for Morsi's trial is exactly 3 days after the commemoration of the third anniversary of the People's Revolution, the toppled longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, and coincides with the anniversary of the Friday of Rage at the heart of events of that revolution. Morsi also faces charges of espionage in another case, is to also face trial in a case related to the killing of protesters in December of 2012, just 6 days from now. And trial concerning the latest jail outbreak case sees over 100 Muslim Brotherhood figures, Kaveh, who are going to be tried with Morsi. It also includes some figures of the Hamas, Islamic Resistance Movement. And speaking of that, the Interior Ministry today charged that the it has evidence that the Brotherhood, with what it claimed was logistical support from Hamas, were behind the deadly bombing in Mansoura in Ad-Dakhleh in the Nile Delta sometime 10 days ago that claimed the lives of 17 people, mostly soldiers, and injured over 100 others. Now, the Anti-Coup Alliance, of which the Muslim Brotherhood is the biggest faction, has denied the allegations, and also Hamas has denied the allegations as baseless and void. So we know that the Muslim Brotherhood accuses these governments here in Egypt of trying to frame the opposition by alleging that it is behind the terrorist attacks, and Hamas has been bearing the brunt of accusations as well by the interim Egyptian authorities, the military-backed government here. But of course, these have been denied by the Brotherhood and by Hamas as well. And finally, Kaveh, there seems to be some sort of retraction as to the government's designation of the Muslim Brotherhood as a so-called terrorist group that came just minutes after the Mansoura bombing, before any investigations took place. We heard from the interim transitional justice minister yesterday saying that that was not a declaration or a designation. It was rather a statement to public opinion in Egypt that will have no legal repercussions, again, according to the words of the interim transitional justice minister, that it will have no legal repercussions, that statement and not declaration or designation, unless Brotherhood is judicially indicted with those acts of terror. Of course, nothing has been reached so far. And as the rival accusations continue in Egypt, which remains on the edge, waiting for a potentially deadly showdown on Friday, as right. The students and the youth have been leading the resistance to the coup here in Egypt lately, have called for a march on Cairo's iconic liberation or Tahrir Square.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Mohamed Chalabi there from Cairo.